the outset, I would have to say, in no disrespect to the Minister of State, I'm extremely disappointed that Minister Bruton could not present himself to this House tonight. And he takes pride in the fact, normally, that he always takes his own topic ills. But there may be a genuine excuse. Now, had I known that, I would have requested it for another day. In my county of Donegal, there are 17 post offices either closing or due to close. And this is a result of a protocol that was presented to the government by An Post, and the government accepted that protocol. It relates to areas where there are post offices with a population under 500. But it wasn't a population. It was rural settlements. It was a deceitful way to have done this. They asked, there was no commercial analysis. There was no economic analysis. There was no rural proofing. But it's okay for the people of Dublin to be 2 miles, 2 kilometres of post office. But what about the people of rural Ireland? As long as you have to walk or cycle, or if there's public transport available, 15 kilometres. The people of rural Ireland, and particularly the people of my county, they have been conned by this government. I came in here with others. We voted unanimously on an amendment to provide a public service obligation for those rural areas. What has the government done? They've ignored it. I, together with colleagues, went to meetings around the constituency, public meetings, committees were selected. They spent hours and days preparing submissions. Submissions to whom? Submissions to reviewers that were appointed by An Post. What other decision would we expect from those reviewers? I know the name of one. I'm not questioning their integrity, but I believe it was only a box-ticking exercise, and as I said earlier, it was a deceitful way of dealing with the people of rural Ireland. I went to the GPO together with my colleagues Doherty and Pringle with bagfuls of submissions. We might as well have put a match to them in the middle of O'Connell Street, because they had no effect whatsoever. It's not good enough that An Post and the government have not accepted the will of this House. A unanimous decision by this House, and they've totally ignored us. We're not prepared to accept this. Thank and you, they have Pete. Conned the people of rural Ireland.
Minister, your 4 minutes.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. And first of all, I welcome the opportunity to address you on this issue. And I want to apologise for Minister Bruton, who's not here to answer you.
Where is he?
He has duplication of business, and he asked me to take the question for him, which I welcome the opportunity to do that. The government is committed to supporting the post office network that meets the needs of communities across the country, particularly in rural areas. A modernised post office network will provide a better range of financial services and e-commerce services for sharper small business, as well as for government services. We are all cognizant of the value and dedicated service that postmasters the length and breadth of this country have given to rural and urban communities. Across the country, postmasters have taken the difficult decision in recent months to leave the business. It is important to bear in mind that this was a voluntary decision, and I am sure that decisions were not taken lightly. It is important that the decision of those who wish to leave the business is respected. The decision on whether to accept the package was solely one for individual postmasters. I do understand the concerns of older people and communities, and this is an anxious time for many of them. I just want to remind you that more than 500 post offices closed during the economic boom between 2002 and 2007, including 30 post offices in the Deputies County of Donegal. No action was taken, and the post office network was allowed to fall into decline. No new investment or services were put in during that period. This government did not want that to continue. The postmasters of this country and the communities they serve deserve a clear future and a plan to be put in place for the development of and investment into the post office network and into its services. We now have set out a clear path and future for the post office network. Almost 2 years ago, we were presented with the future for An Post and the post office network that was uncertain and extremely bleak. There was a very real possibility that the company would go under. The potential for a complete shutdown of postal services with the loss of thousands of jobs was undeniable. Immediate action was needed to ensure the survival of An Post and the post office network. This was necessary to protect the thousands of jobs across the country, the 9,000 people working in An Post. 2 years later, critically important decisions have been made, and POST have been stabilised because of the action that has been taken. The company is changing from a 19th century model to one that has relevance and can have resonance with the 21st century in rural and urban areas. There is widespread acceptance that the post office network requires modernisation to build, to maintain and to protect a service that meets the needs of communities across the country. On POST's renewed vision for the post office network centres on the availability of new services in a modernised, revitalised network. These services must include a better range of government services, financial services and e-commerce services for shoppers and small businesses. Investment of $50 million in the network by On Post is based on getting communities to use the enhanced services that their local post office will provide through a modernised network. Key to future of the network will be the willingness of us all to use it. Essential in delivering on the renewed vision for the post office network is the agreement reached by the Irish Postmasters Union, IPU. In its negotiations with On Post, postmasters and postmistresses sought both the modernisation of the network and a voluntary redundancy package for those who wanted to leave the business. Talks were concluded between On Post and the IPU in April this year, following 3 months of intensive negotiation. The agreement was subsequently endorsed by 80% of the IPU members. An independent appeals process was put in place to enable communities to have a decision relating to their local post office reviewed. In addition, any retailer in any of the locations of the 159 post offices can apply to On Post to be considered to take over some or all of the services of the closing post office. If a retailer looks to avail of services and if On Post decides for one reason or another not to provide them, that decision can also be submitted for review to an independent process. The deadline for receipt of appeals under this process was the 31st of October. I've been advised that 50 cases were submitted for review by closing date out of 159.
Thank you, Minister. The Deputy, perhaps go down for 1 minute. And then Deputy.
I know from the tone of Minister Stead Canny's speech that his heart isn't in it. He knows rural Ireland as well as I know rural Ireland. This here was prepared by On Post and endorsed by the Department of Communications. And the one honest sentence that's in it, it was based on a voluntary redundancy package. That's what it was based on. Why wouldn't the Post Office Union, 80% of it, endorse them? Because it was in their interest. I'm not critical of those who accepted the redundancy package, but those who got it, and POTS should have replaced the services there. It goes on in the next page to say that some of the services could be, or all of them, could be provided in another retailer. And they have up until Wednesday, the 31st of October. How could you ask these people to run a business when decisions weren't taken until into November and some won't be taken until December? How could you make a submission in advance of that? I think it's a very sad day, and if the Minister's on a duplication of business, that means to me that whatever business he's on, this is less important. This to us is the most important business that's been discussed in this House today, and I think it's a total insult to us as deputies and a total insult to rural Ireland that they're doing what they did. It's just not good enough, and we're not prepared to accept this, and we're looking for the Minister to meet with a representative cross-party group of TDs to discuss the issues and to discuss the protocols. Who appointed these people? Who appointed them? And it's a box ticking. And I'm asking you, Mr. Kenny, to confirm tonight that the Minister will meet a group of rural TDs.
Thank you, Deputy. First of all, going back to the suggestion that I would make a commitment on behalf of the Minister, I can't do that, but I will actually bring back to the Minister your request to meet with
Noel Partigal.
Without interruption.
Please
allow Minister Kenny to answer the question.
And what I would say as well is that I am from rural Ireland, just at the outset, and I do understand it's happening in my own constituency. But I would say as well is that the post office has not been supported. And a lot of post offices have closed because they haven't been supported. So we have to talk about the facts of it. And it is the government's policy that the post office must remain strong, viable, and that the company be in a position to provide high-quality nationwide postal services and that maintains a nationwide customer-focused network of post offices in the community. Government remains fully committed to a sustainable post office network, which is a key piece of economic and social infrastructure for both rural and urban areas. The postmasters of this country and the communities they serve deserve a clear future and a plan to be put in place for the development of and investment into the post office network and its services. Such actions are not taken by a series of governments over the decades. We're never done. We have now set out a clear path and future for the post office network. The decision... Excuse me, Karen Curley. The decision on whether to accept the voluntary redundancy package for one was one for individual postmasters, and it is important that these decisions are respected. Where a post office closes, 70% of the business is transferred to a neighbouring post office. The reality is that by facilitating those who wish to exit the business, neighbouring post offices will be further supported to ensuring a sustainable network. Innovation and change have been embraced, and new services will now meet the future needs. Politically, it is our responsibility to lead that change, to strengthen the post office as a public company, delivering a public service, and to support the decisions required to translate the aspirations into effective action. Thank you. Please.